This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, December 2nd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. November's jobs report triggered an up-and-down day on Wall Street. The S&P 500 fell about 5 points, and the Nasdaq finished about 21 points lower, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average was the day's winner, ending with a 35-point gain at 34,430. Stocks recovered for the most part from a morning sell-off following the release of November's employment report, showing 263,000 jobs were added. That number was stronger than many had expected. Money managers have seen a tight labor market this year as proof that the Federal Reserve will have to keep raising rates to slow down the economy. Among individual stocks, shares of Boeing rose 4% after we reported exclusively that United Airlines is close to a deal to order dozens of the company's 787 Dreamliners. In commodities markets, future prices for silver rose 1.8%, good for a 7.5% weekly gain, and silver's third-best weekly performance of the year. Meanwhile, crude prices fell after the European Union reached a deal to cap Russian oil at $60 a barrel. Global and U.S. oil prices each fell 1.5%. And recent declines in oil prices are being felt at the pump. The average cost of regular unleaded gasoline fell to $3.43 a gallon today, according to energy data and analytics provider Opus. That's a more than 30% drop from a record above $5 in June. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.